Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The University of Alaska Fairbanks is taking action to address workforce diversity and equity issues. UAF Chancellor Dan White laid out measures this week in response to a letter from six women researchers backed by over 200 petition signers recommending steps to address bias in hiring, unequal pay, and other challenges faced by women and other underrepresented groups. White says the letter has given focus to efforts already underway at UAF.
I applaud the work of this group of authors and the people that signed on to this because it brought a lot of the issues kind of to the forefront.
White cites one example of a step being taken to increase diversity in hiring.
We used to have kind of a diversity briefing before any search for faculty or administrators. And I think in recent years, we haven't been doing that. So, you know, this is one of the issues that was brought up by the letter and its authors. And you know, that's an easy one to fix.
White points to other equally important steps to be investigated and developed by a new chancellor's task force.
To take the issues that were laid out in the letter as the first set of issues, but to look more broadly at diversity and equity.
I'm really excited that the current administration wants to work on these issues.
Lily Cohen is one of the six women who authored the letter that prompted the task force and other actions. Cohen, a research professional at UAF's International Arctic Research Center, says the letter was inspired by frustration with what they see at UAF.
Right now, the top 1% of people employed at the University of Alaska Fairbanks are 28 people, and three of those are women, which is the same thing as saying that $4.5 million goes to men and $500,000 goes to women. And so when I see numbers like that, I know that there's something wrong.
Cohen emphasizes that they're not looking for mandated representation, but a system that fairly assesses all candidates.
You have to look at who is writing the qualifications, because maybe a certain candidate has really amazing qualifications. They just aren't listed as the things that the university is looking for. And then also, whenever you're judging someone's qualification, everyone comes in with implicit bias or ways of seeing the world that in a way that other people don't see them.
Cohen and Chancellor White underscored that the current effort builds on past and ongoing work at the university, which already has a committee on the status of women and diversity, as well as an inclusion task force that's addressing gender issues. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Carl Castle says most of the borough's 250 buildings are badly in need of maintenance, a nearly $400 million backlog. The mayor told a couple of hundred residents who showed up for two meetings yesterday that locals need to solve the problem because it's unlikely the state will. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Castle says the Fairbanks North Star Borough and all other Alaska municipalities have for decades relied on the state to pay for building and maintaining local roads, schools, libraries, and just about all other public structures.
That's been our business model, and that's what's broken.
The state's been cutting that funding since the price of oil began to nosedive 4 years ago, so much so that Castle says he expects little or no funding for either maintenance or capital projects in the years ahead.
Our business model is changing, and we have to change with that.
Castle told about 130 people who turned out for the first of two meetings at the Pioneer Park Exhibition Hall Wednesday that borough officials have tried to lessen the impact of the steady decrease in state funding by juggling funds and finding operational efficiencies while lobbying lawmakers and the governor to restore at least some funding.
We've just been sucking it up. How long can we do that? I'm telling you, we're at the end of the road. Okay?
The mayor says the backlog of some $389 million in deferred maintenance and capital project spending over the past 10 years and the need to spend more than $1 billion over the next 20 years to replace the borough's aging structures and the unlikelihood of state officials solving the problem anytime soon all make it necessary for local officials and the residents they serve to take matters into their own hands.
We got to sort this out. We got to sort it out soon because we're still digging a hole.
Which brought Castle to the inevitable question, how to pay for all that work. The mayor says budget cuts are inevitable, but he also says borough officials must consider boosting revenues and look at other strategies, such as issuing more bonds to finance construction.
We got to look at revenues, fees, taxes, the bad words. We got to look at that. We got to look at bonding so we can bond things and stretch payments out.
The latter alternative appealed to Jerry Rafson, who sat in on the noon meeting.
I think the simplest way, in my mind, is to run out some bond issues, preferably individual facilities, and see what the voters vote for.
Bob Hildebrandt says he favors both cuts in services, such as closing one of the borough's three pools, and revenue increases.
I think maybe cutting some things and raising revenue, getting a balance in there, and see if we could work it out.
Hildebrandt says he opposes the borough tax cap, a voter-initiated limit on the amount of revenue the borough can collect, which must be reaffirmed by voters every 2 years. He says he'll vote against it in next year's local election. Linda File, who also attended the noon meeting, says she strongly believes the borough must boost revenues. File says voters should lift the borough's tax cap, and she says she'd pay higher user fees and a sales tax, as well as a state income tax.
I feel like it's a citizen's responsibility to contribute.
Castle says he'll convene more of the town hall-like meetings in the near future to talk with residents about other fiscal issues as he and his staff begin work on the coming fiscal year's budget. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
The director of the Alaska VA healthcare system is in Fairbanks to meet with local veterans. Timothy Ballard makes quarterly visits to update veterans on the status of the system and answer their questions. Ballard reports major improvements since July 2016, when the federal government restored the state agency as the interface between veterans and care providers.
So instead of sending our referrals to the TriWest company that had offices down in Arizona or in some other area of the western region, our own Alaska VA healthcare staff are the ones that are coordinating all care.
Ballard says the change has reduced what were widespread delays with veterans trying to schedule healthcare appointments.
The number of disgruntled veterans, if you would, has progressively dropped at all of our town halls. We think we're coordinating care much better.
Ballard lists some remaining problems, including separate state and federal budgets for in-state and out-of-state care.
And the providers in the state don't always bill the right entity. When that happens, occasionally those bills are denied and they're sent back to the veteran as claims. The veteran oftentimes looks at this and goes, I shouldn't be paying a bill. This is supposed to be covered because of my service-connected disability. So they may ignore the bill, and then, you know, a month or two goes by and they're in collection.
Ballard says a new funding plan in the works for the National VA Choice Program promises to eliminate the two-tier system. In the meantime, he says his agency works with veterans to resolve billing issues, and that's part of the reason for tonight's town hall meeting in Fairbanks. Ballard acknowledges many veterans feel disenfranchised, but encourages those who are not part of the system to register.
There are anywhere between 78 and 90,000 veterans in the state of Alaska. Only 21,000 use our system regularly. Only 34,000 are actually enrolled in the VA. So there's a lot of veterans out there that we aren't aware of that may have needs that we could certainly support.
Ballard says that includes suicide prevention and help dealing with opioid addiction. Tonight's Alaska VA Healthcare System Town Hall meeting in Fairbanks is from 6 to 7:30 at the National Guard Armory. I'm Dan Bross.